Well, today we're going to do a little different format, and I think you're going to really enjoy this. Teresa and I, on our way to work one day, listened to AFR, and we heard a speaker, Pastor Jeffress, who is he has a church in Dallas or somewhere in Texas. I think it's in Dallas. It's a Baptist church, and it was a few weeks ago that we heard this, and I asked Nate to get a copy of this for us because I thought it would be an appropriate thing for us to listen to now that we're starting the new year. And, you know, the Holy Spirit has dropped into my heart that the need for our faith is that we be transformed. We are to be transformed. It is the purpose of our faith. And that our transformation then affects other people and affects things and affects our nation. And I just want to read a couple of verses to you about, you know, I talked a while ago about Israel, the nation that God had put together. Now, the United States is also a nation that God has put together. And Israel strayed. And so God says, he sent prophet after prophet after prophet and warned them, you change, you turn around, or I'm going to drop the hammer. He says to Israel over and over. Well, they didn't. Anyway, they didn't change. They didn't repent. And then so God says to them in Isaiah, I will send against you a godless nation. I will command him to go against a people destined for my rage, to take spoils, to plunder, to trample them down like clay in the streets. And God has always worked that way. God deals with nations through other nations. And I look at the situation in our world and what's going on, and I look at our nation, and I look at the outright hostility toward God in our nation and against God's laws and commands, and the outright hatred for Jesus of Nazareth, and not even able to say his name, not able to post his commandments. And therefore, I liken the United States today, and so does Dr. Jeffers when you hear this message today, of Israel of old. Now, what I would like you to do, this is about a 20-minute talk. I want you to get a paper and pencil and just jot things down that come to your mind while you're listening to this, because at the end then, I just want to have a short discussion period with you and see what you think about this and see if you think there's some credence to it. It's very interesting. It's very hard-hitting. And he's an excellent speaker. So, Nathan, would you mind go ahead and starting that?